jokes and attitudes about premarital sex. Kristen, a teenager, told us, "Our youth group is filled with kids faking their Christian walk. They're actually taking drugs, drinking, partying, and having sex. If you want to walk purely, it's easier to hang around with the non-Christians at school than to hang around with the Christians at church. I say that because school friends know where I stand, and they say, 'That's cool, I can accept that.' The Christian kids mock me. They laugh and ask, 'Why be so straight? Get a life.' They pressure my values at every turn." We're not pointing a special finger at teenagers. Young adults in their late 20s are no different from Christian teens. Linda, a single career woman, says her adult singles group at church has players, men and women who send signals that they're ready to play in the bedroom. Married couples have also fallen short. "There isn't a day in which I, Steve, don't take a call on my daily radio talk show from a husband or wife asking how he or she can recover from an adulterous affair or a partner's sexual addiction." Number 5. God's love is not based upon your ability to meet His standards. God's love for you is unconditional. It never changes. Before you were formed in the womb, He loved you. You're the apple of His eye. His love for you has no limits, and His love for you never wanes. If you masturbate, that fact doesn't lessen your value to Him. If you get up under a girl's bra, God doesn't regret having sent His Son to die for you. This is true for all of us. When I, Fred, couldn't put my porn magazines down, He still loved me. When I lay in the arms of another Saturday night date, He still loved me. When I continued to ignore Him, He chased me desperately, aching to reach me before it was too late and my heart was too hardened. Number 6. Rules are part of a vibrant relationship with Christ. I recall how the Holy Spirit whispered to me, "This practice can't be tolerated anymore in your life. You are Christ now, and He loves you." The implication was that continued sexual activity would hurt my intimacy with Christ. When you break His standards, the Lord doesn't reject you, but you can't be as close to Him. Soon after I prayed that prayer in my office, God told me no more in regard to my sexual exploits. Did I feel as though I'd taken an elbow to the chops? Yes. But by the grace of God, I didn't say, "Hey, what's the deal? You're taking my freedom away. You're killing me." Instead, I said,